Would you pray with me? Father, we enjoy a unity with you. We enjoy a oneness with you that we just sang about because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, apart from your Son, Jesus Christ, we would be excluded from fellowship with you, and you have given him to us. Lord, I pray that our moments here as we remember your Son would be pleasing to you. I pray that you would enable us by your grace to remember him, well, and I pray it in Christ's name. Amen. As we come to our time around the Lord's table this morning, we're going to be looking at a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So if you have your Bibles with you, would you turn to 1 Corinthians 15? Paul is at the end of a very long letter to the church in Corinth, and he has addressed many subjects with this church. And at the end of the letter, he begins to talk about the resurrection. And first he talks about the resurrection of Jesus, and then he talks about the resurrection of the Christian. But he knows that it's not possible to talk about the resurrection of the Christian without talking about two specific things. Without talking about sin, and without talking about God's law. Both of these things are things which, by God's design, exclude us from fellowship with God. We're going to be looking at verses 56 and 57 together. And as we look at verse 56, take a look at man's condition. And as we look at verse 57, take a look at God's response, God's provision for man's condition. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul mentions death at the beginning of verse 56. And it's important for us to remember that death by itself is not a problem. It's not a bad thing. Paul has been talking for more than 50 verses about resurrection. And for most Christians, that will be a resurrection from the dead. So death by itself is not a problem for the Christian. For the Christian, death is just an interlude between this life and eternity forever with God in a resurrected body. But Paul is talking about a specific kind of death here in verse 56. He's talking about a kind of death that is very harmful. He's talking about a death that has a sting or a mortal, fatal wound. That's a very specific kind of death. It's a death that comes along when it's associated with one thing, and we see that in verse 56, and that's unforgiven sin. Unforgiven sin is what makes death fatal. It's what makes death a mortal wound to a man. At the end of the verse, we see what gives that sin its power, and that is the law, God's holy law. God's law is the tool that God gave us, and what that does is it reveals to us the extent to which we fall short of God's holy standard. In God's perfect system of justice, man's sin has purchased for him a consequence that he cannot bear on his own. In God's justice, he has a right response to sin. He sees sin as an infinite offense against him, and he has a right response of that. And that response is a wrath that is more than we can absorb. So that's man's predicament. He was born into sin. His sin has purchased for him a consequence that he cannot handle, he cannot atone for on his own. We see in verse 57 God's provision for mankind in that. We see thanks be to God because he has given us a victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. That victory is that when Jesus came to this earth, he came to this earth for one reason. And that reason was to satisfy the anger of God against all of those who would believe that their sin is more than they can bear themselves, that they need help, they need a Savior, they need a Savior to atone for that sin, something that they could never do on their own. So Jesus did that. He came to this earth, and he hung on a cross. And when he was on that cross, he absorbed within himself all of God's anger against everyone who would believe in him. We sit here 2,000 years later, And we have proven out God's wisdom and that we have lived out everything for which Jesus died for us on our behalf. So if you are a believer here and you have placed your trust and your confidence in Jesus Christ, if you look back at the cross and you recognize that Jesus did something for you that you could not do for yourself, that he bore away from you all of God's anger against you, he bore it in himself in his own body, would you join us? When the elements come to you, take them and hold them and remember what Christ did in those hours that he was on the cross for you so that you could be released from your sin. But notice in verse 57 that victory is something that was given to us. There was nothing that we did to accomplish that victory for ourselves. It was given to us. It was given to us as a gift. So whether you had a great week and you walked well with the Lord, or this week was more of a challenge for you, either way, victory was given to you. And this is a time to remember Christ and the victory that he has given to you. When you have done that, you've prepared your heart, take the elements when you're ready. If you're here today and you don't understand the work that Christ has done on the cross, you see the work that Christ has done on the cross and you reject it, you believe that you have a means within yourself to satisfy God's anger against yourself, or you think that God's anger against you is not all that great, you need to be reminded of God's holy character. And God's holy character is that he's unaffected, he's unpolluted, he's untainted by sin, and he's just, and he pours out his anger against sin. Your only hope is in Christ Jesus. I'll be available after the service. Other elders will be available as well. Or you could talk with the person next to you. Ask them what it is that Jesus did that you cannot do for yourself. Any one of us would be glad to help you. So men, come forward in service. When you're ready, take the elements on your own.